And if you need a word to start out your day, Wang Pond is here to deliver that. Wang, good morning, sir.
Good morning. I have a dandy for you this morning. Here's a word you're just going to love. It goes back all the way, according to the wordsmith, to the year 1540 in the English language.
Oh, my goodness. You probably learned that in middle school, didn't you?
Now, cut that out. You're just determined to make my age an issue. Well, I'm not going to let you do it, youngster. All right, so back to the word of the day. Here is a word that describes somebody who is conceited or stuck up, and it sounds naughty, may even be naughty. I think you're going to love it. The word of the day is Princox. P as in Paul, P-R-I-N-C-O-X. Somebody who is conceited, stuck up, a know-it-all, just somebody you don't want to be around.
Fun.
Run into any of those lately?
Not lately, actually, no.
I know a few Princoxes. I don't think I've ever heard him call that, though, before. I've never heard that word.
No, me either. This is the beauty of the language. It just keeps unfolding, and all these wonderful variations. You think, well, we've got it settled. We've got a definition. And then, bingo, you come across a brand new one like Princox. All right, one more time. P-R-I-N-C-O-X, Princox. It's a noun, a conceited person. A variation would be coxcomb. Now, that word I have heard, C-O-X-C-O-M-B. I remember running across that, I don't know, where was it, in English literary history, the theater, that sort of thing. But Princox is a new one. So take it out, take it for a little walk, and enjoy it while you can.